Or political speech, which falls under the First Amendment.
I don't think there's any question that statements, comments, speech, expressive conduct that deals with campaigning or elections has always been found to be at the zenith.
The State Department is offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into United Healthcare. USA's Ryan Daniels has the story.
It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack.
The House will send the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next month. House Republicans impeached.
Well, tonight it's a fair sky. Tomorrow it's a sunny day and then stays nice, but warming up a little bit each day and it'll stay dry through Sunday. Overnight, mid 40s to near 50. Sunny day mostly tomorrow with a high into the middle to upper 70s. Saturday, the morning lows 50s. Afternoon, partly sunny and upper 70s to 80. Easter Sunday in the morning for church services, you've got 60s in the afternoon, high temperatures with a partly sunny afternoon, about 80 to low 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Ballyhoo Festival, a fine art and culture event, a fun-filled weekend with dozens of artists, performances by the Porch Band of Creek Indians, Saturday, April 6th, and a fiddle banjo competition on Sunday, April 7th. Music, culture, free admission at the annual Ballyhoo Festival on the Alabama coast, East Beach Boulevard, Gulf Shores, Alabama. More info available now at ballyhoofestival.org.
Welcome to the Cynthia Clark Show, a cheerful show, a time to enjoy tasting cuisine, a time to be encouraged, a time to learn from experts in our town. We hope you will call in and ask a question or two and share your voice with our community. And now here's your host, Cynthia Clark.
Good afternoon. Hi, and today is Holy Thursday. So, happy Holy Thursday, and so I hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather today. I am. It's very nice, and you know that I like to start with a reading from the scripture, and on my way here, I got caught in quite a bit of traffic. But we're going to have a great show, and I'm really excited that I have a co-host, and Clark Gregory will be joining us also today. And did you know that on Holy Thursday, actually, it is the Last Supper? It's also referred to as Passover in the Jewish tradition, and it is the Last Supper, and this is when Jesus is having the meal with all of his disciples, okay? And this is a very holy day in the Christian faith, and it is the Thursday, Holy Thursday, of course, before Easter, part of Holy Week. Again, happy Holy Week, New Orleans. And I'm sorry, I'm getting my thoughts together here. With the Last Supper, it was the final meal that Jesus shared with his disciples in Jerusalem. And during this meal, Jesus will predict his ominous betrayal by Judas. And the observance of Holy Thursday is very important, and of course there's Mass, and I was doing some research before I came in to the show today so I could share with you some things, and a fascinating thing about the Last Supper, which is depicted, of course, in some very famous art, and Christ washes the feet of his disciples, who would become the first priests of his church. And during this Passover meal, Jesus breaks the bread. And so this is what we celebrate today as Christians. There is masses going on all over the world. And in the Jewish faith, there is the Passover feast. And so Jesus breaks the bread. You're very familiar with this. This is repeated year-round during Catholic masses. And he says, this is my body, which is given for you. And so I would like to just commemorate this today as a sign of worship and gratitude to our King, our Savior. And so then he breaks the bread, and then he passes a cup of wine. This is my blood. And so it's believed that those who eat of Christ's flesh and blood shall have eternal life. During the Mass, Catholics believe that the unleavened bread and the wine are actually transformed into the body and the blood of Jesus Christ through a process called transubstantiation. And so there have been many miracles, Eucharistic miracles, attributed to this event, such as bleeding of the host, which are the communion wafers. Now, the Last Supper is celebrated daily, of course, as we said, in Mass. And so today is Holy Thursday. And then tomorrow, of course, is Good Friday. And then, of course, we have Easter on Sunday. And so did you know that the cup used by Jesus is known as the Holy Grail? It's been rumored to exist throughout history. It is almost certainly lost to time. There is no reason to believe that the cup would it is likely to be a typical drinking vessel, and there are many myths regarding the Holy Grail. So now when we come to Easter, that will be on Sunday. So these next 3 days are very holy for our faith. And so I am looking forward to having our co-host join us. And on Holy Thursday, I don't know if you'll be attending Mass, but, you know, in the Jewish faith, they celebrate the Passover meal. And the Passover meal, I've done a Passover meal before, and it is not the most tasty, but it's not supposed to be. Some of the things that they eat during the Passover meal are quite bitter, and they want it to be because it reminds them of the bitterness when they were slaves in Egypt. And so the Passover is a remembrance of how the Lord, their God, the God of Abraham, brought them out of the captivity in Egypt. And so what they did was on Passover, they had to place the blood of a lamb on the doorposts of their home. And what this did was it signified to the angel of death that God had sent upon the Egyptians to pass over that home and spare the lives of those inside that home. And so there is a parallel there of the Jewish tradition to the Christian Catholic tradition of the Last Supper. At the Last Supper, Jesus represents the Lamb of God, the and which would be sacrificed for humanity's salvation, and it is by the shedding of the blood of Christ that the covenant comes to fruition, and we can have eternal life only because God sent his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to be our Savior. And because of that sacrifice, now we can be one with God again. And it is because of the blood. And so there is a parallel there with the Christian faith and the Jewish tradition of Jewish people who celebrate Passover. We're doing the Last Supper, but on both events and both cultures, they are sitting down to a supper and a meal, and the meaning is to be in remembrance of our God and His goodness to us. And so I hope that it's a very it's a deep topic, but it is Holy Thursday. But we're going to move on to some lighter things. I have a co-host, and my brother Clark Gregory is joining us, and we're going to wrap up and talk about some other things. He was going to join me for our City Park feature, and he has some great facts to share with us about City Park. And we also have some great things to share with you regarding health and nutrition. Yesterday, we talked about immune boosting, and Clark Gregory is going to share some great facts about some of the wonderful benefits for energy and vitality from something called the maca. And so that's exciting. So again, happy Passover today, also called Pesach, and the Jewish holiday, one of three pilgrim festivals, and that celebrates the biblical story of the Israelites' escape from slavery to Egypt. And happy Holy Thursday to you Christians. And we will be right back, New Orleans, and Clark Gregory will be joining me when we return.
Thank you. Zisen Pesach to all. Happy Holy Week.
Have you looked at your siding and it's in such poor condition it's worrying you? Then let Vinyl Tech take that worry away. Kiss your worries goodbye when Vinyl Tech installs beautiful siding to stand up to the fiercest weather conditions. You'll love the new look of your home after Vinyl Tech's durable, dependable, and cost-effective siding transformation. You pick your siding, colors, textures, and styles, and then leave the rest to Vinyl Tech so you'll never need painting again. You'll have peace of mind knowing you have James Hardy Plank Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyl Tech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your estimate at VinylTechRoofing.com and chase your worries away. Andiamo. That means let's go in Italian to Gianduce's Italian Eatery in Kenner. My two favorite pasta dishes are the creamy, garlicky fettuccine alfredo and the cheesy eggplant lasagna. Gianduce's Italian Eatery is the perfect restaurant to enjoy fresh seafood dishes too. I recommend the divine crab cakes, fried shrimp parmesan, and the scrumptious seafood ravioli. My favorite fish dish is the Redfish River Town. Tuna Gianduce is also very popular and served grilled or blackened. I'm starving. Please pass me the crab cakes. Gianduce's Italian Eatery for the best in casual Italian cuisine, where Chef Troy treats you like family. The prices are fair and the portions are huge. Visit them at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, open daily from 11 to 9 and on weekends till 10 p.m. Mangia, that means let's eat in Italian.
Science tells us that brains perform best when both sides are working in harmony and balance. But in our busy, stressful life, we sometimes experience brain fog. I know because I have. I searched for a solution and found research that proves hundreds of thousands of other successes. So I tried what I found, and best of all, the session was only $99. So if you want to experience a renewed mind and peaceful sleep, grab a pen and call Elizabeth with Saraset at 504-533-9229. That's 504-533-9229. The office is in Metairie. If you have questions, email Cynthia at cynthiaclark@wgso.com to get any answers to questions you may have. Relax, rebalance, reset. Saraset.com. That's CERESET.com. Saraset, we help your brain help you.
Good Good afternoon, New Orleans, the Crescent City on this gorgeous, gorgeous spring day. God bless everyone. It's Holy Week, and I'm sure everyone is filled with love and gratitude towards God, our Lord, our Savior, and our Creator. And for all our wonderful Jewish associates and all of our wonderful Jewish listeners, Zisen Pesach to you. Happy Passover. What a glorious week. That just gave me goosebumps, Cindy, saying that.
How is it said?
Zisen Pesach. And that's Yiddish, which I don't know if you know, is a specific little language that these, you know, I worked in New York for 35 years and I worked with nothing but, you know, I'm sorry, but 75% of my clientele is Jewish. And they taught
God's
me all these,
people.
Yes, all these wonderful people and all these wonderful sayings. And they were enamored with me, Cindy. They were enamored with my faith in God. And they were enamored that how I knew so many of the stories that created their religion and their faith,
yes,
and how it's totally linked to, yes, our Christianity.
That's a very good point. The Torah is the first five books of the Bible.
Correct.
And that's what the Jewish people focus on and study.
Exactly.
And then the New Testament is where the Christian-based Catholic focus on
Christianity.
Matthew, yeah, Mark, Luke, and John,
yes,
in the New Testament.
And that's why they call us, and that used to perplex. You know, I used to work on a lot of Jewish clients, and their husbands would come in. And, you know, most Orthodox Jewish people, Cindy, are very scholared and very well-read in the Torah. And they were enamored with that I knew parts of the Torah, which is the,
yes,
Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And they were also enamored because I would call myself a Jewish Christian. I said, I'm a Judeo-Christian. Remember our spiritual leader, Father Boyle, mm-hmm, we were referred to as Judeo-Christians. And I would always wear a crucifix without Jesus on it because Jesus has risen from the grave. And I would also wear a Jewish star or a high. And Cindy, a high is a symbol to life. And it means to life and to Judaism, and then obviously the Jewish
is
star.
Is that the hand?
No,
that you're
actually, no,
about?
That's a humsock, but that, and that's got five different meanings. We have to cover that one day
do
because
we?
It's
okay.
A meaning in every different country. And yes, it is the hand of God. But the Jewish star is, you know, obviously the symbol of Judaism. And God bless all the Jewish prisoners, the Jewish hostages right now. I know we're not supposed to talk politically,
yes,
but let's God bless these Jewish hostages.
Yes, free
these
them.
Young.
Bring them home.
There's a one-year-old child there with his brother who's 5 years old, little,
yes,
redheads. And
it's terrible.
It's just the atrocity against the Jewish. It's atrocity against anybody. No one
against
should be
humanity.
Persecuted. Against
period.
Humanity.
Yes.
Period. The end. And again, let's not get too political.
So we lift up Israel.
Yes.
And that they will find peace.
Yes.
As Christians, we always are supposed to pray for
with the Palestinians
the
and let's just find peace all together.
Israel.
Return the hostages and let the Palestinians live in peace on the Gaza Strip. And I know there's a lot of going on politically with that and Benjamin Netanyahu, but I think Benjamin Netanyahu, Cindy, who's the prime minister of Israel, is the man for the hour because this guy is taking no nonsense. And now I know we're going to get in trouble because some people
He's
are perishing
leader.
In Gaza, but people were, the Jews were brutalized.
They started
in
it.
October.
I'm sorry.
Yes, but it doesn't mean exactly. You're right, but
they did start it. And Benjamin,
yes,
Netanyahu has a right,
and I just
and
wish
the Jewish people to protect
their land,
citizens,
their land,
all they're asking is that the hostages
be returned. Yes,
and they won't
exactly,
do that. So.
Exactly, and then we can talk on and on about the two-state union, but that's a whole nother can of worms. So
right,
let's move on. So
okay.
What? No, in our last week, you talked about gorgeous City Park, Cindy. Did you know that City Park is a 1,300-acre public park in New Orleans, and it's the 87th largest and 20th most visited urban public park in the United States. Isn't that amazing?
And it's beautiful.
And it's approximately 50% larger, I did not know this, than Central Park in New York City, Cindy.
That's hard to believe. 50%?
50% larger.
That's huge.
And then in wake of the enormous damage that was inflicted upon it during Hurricane Katrina now, the Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism have begun to subsidize the park. So if you've noticed since Katrina, it's elevated the, you know, it's
very
cleaner.
Much so.
You know, they have the new rowing and all the
so
paths.
Elevated.
And yeah, so that's so nice for our city.
It's a big tourist attraction.
And then another cute fact, Cindy, is that City Park holds the world's largest collection of mature live oaks in the world. Isn't that fascinating? Right here in New Orleans. You know, you said you knew this. I can't believe I did not know. Some of the oaks there are 600 years old. And the park was founded in 1854, making it the oldest park in the country. And it was established in 1891. Now, I wonder how old, if the oaks in City Park are 600 years old, how must the oaks be in Old Mandeville, where we love to have dinner at Rips on the Lake or Pat's
Some
Rest a While.
Some are that old.
Well, they're bigger
yes.
and larger, so they have. I'm
the pines.
Thinking 300.
You know, they're so known for the pines.
Yes, but those majestic oak
pines.
Trees with that moss in Mandeville. I mean, now I know why you live in the area, and I'm tempted. I was always tempted to move, but I love my little Old Metairie area.
I do miss my walks in City Park. I used to do it daily. When I lived right in Metairie.
Well, you better get it in now because
and
it's cool
I
and beautiful.
It.
And it gets a little hot. I have to find the shadiest spot
that's
to
right.
walk at.
Early, it's very breezy.
Uh-huh.
And right now, so
yeah,
many
early.
Flowers are in bloom. The trees are in bloom. The tulips are out.
Tulips in City Park. And Cindy, the orange blossoms. I'm enamored with, you know, our mother, Rachel Molina Clark, loved or some orange blossom. And I don't know if you could smell it today. I know you can't, guys, on the radio, but I'm wearing orange blossom perfume today. So it's just, you know, for spring.
That's my favorite.
And it's happiness. And, you know, we should all be so happy again, audience, wonderful listeners here in New Orleans, that it's Holy Week. Not only is it Holy Week, it's a beautiful week. So God bless America and God bless us all. So, Cindy, so...
The scents make me very happy when I smell the sweet olive. I haven't had... I don't think I've smelled any orange blossom, but this morning maybe I did when I was walking.
Absolutely.
It was so beautiful, the aroma. I love this time of year. It is so beautiful.
Jasmine is also getting ready to bloom. My jasmine bushes are getting ready to bud, so get ready for jasmine, everybody. And then, like you said, the pine smell is so beautiful, too. So, and then, you know, also that in City Park, the fact that it's been more manicured and more pulled together just makes us proud to be New Orleanians. You know, you and I are born and raised here, right? And we grew up right on Bayou St. John and City Park.
Yes.
Walking in City Park was
used
a
to run
daily
through
run
Park.
Through City Park.
I
it was
remember.
A daily regimen for us. And I was even blessed to go through to Christian Brothers School. You know, the Christian Brothers School in the private boys' school in City Park. I was privileged to go there, what, X years ago. I'm not going to tell you because it'll give my age away. And then now I notice my neighbor's daughter.
And it's
daughter,
still there.
It's still there.
Christian
and my,
Brothers
And do you
still
also
there.
Know that there's also a girl's version of Christian Brothers right there on the foot of City Park, right past the cemeteries and where City Park and, I'm lying to you, Canal Boulevard and Canal Street meet. Right there is this girl's version of City Park. I just found out. Did you know that?
I'm not sure.
Fascinating.
There was a couple of these schools have relocated, so I'm not sure which one you're talking about. But there are a lot of great Catholic schools in that area. There always has been.
Right.
I thought it was Cabrini, I thought, used to be in that area. But
it is. It's okay, so wait. I have another. We were doing a little investigation earlier. And I have, did you know that Bayou Road on... Old Bayou Road right there at City Park is the oldest road, one of the oldest roads in the nation. I couldn't believe it. Let me see if I can find my
That's
notes on
crazy.
That.
And how many times did we ride our bikes down Bayou St. John?
Exactly.
Thank you, Daddy.
Let's talk about
and
the
Mommy.
Restaurants when we come back, audience. Let's talk about the local restaurants
okay.
that you can go to in the City Park area. And one of my favorites, you know, guys, is Parkway Po' Boys. So thank you, New Orleans, and thank you, Crescent City. That we love you this week. It's Holy Week. It's Easter. We look forward to it.
And yes, get out with your family. Go visit City Park this weekend. Ralph's on the Park has a lovely, beautiful weekend brunch on both Saturdays and Sundays. Do get out to City Park and enjoy your city. We will be right back.
You're home and it's starting to show so much wear and tear, it's worrying you? Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyl Tech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyl Tech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyl Tech has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinylTechRoofing.com. Go to VinylTechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away. Hello, New Orleans. Lent is here, and that means the tradition of eating seafood on Fridays begins. Did you know this tradition is rooted in the South's rich Catholic culture? Did you know Shortstop Po' Boys in Metairie serves a fresh in-house seafood okra gumbo with crab meat each and every Friday? Or if you prefer to enjoy your seafood gumbo at home, you may order seafood gumbo by the gallon from the catering menu. The Shortstop family invites your family to savor a delicious oyster, shrimp, crawfish, or catfish po' boy on fresh Leidenheimer French bread, seafood gumbo, and more, all at reasonable prices. We invite you to dine with us at Shortstop Po' Boys this Lenten season. Located in the heart of Metairie, where Airline meets Transcontinental, 119 Transcontinental Drive, shortstoppoboys.com, serving delicious food consistently for over 50 years. shortstoppoboys.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A 76-year-old pedestrian was killed while walking on Highway 371 just south of Ringgold Wednesday night around 10 p.m. Louisiana State Police say Major Love of Ringgold was walking in the northbound lane when a 2014 Ford Fusion traveling in the same direction struck Love. The driver of the Fusion was not injured. Ford was pronounced deceased at the scene. State Police remind pedestrians to always walk against traffic in well-lit designated areas and wear reflective or light clothing. After her daughter was tragically killed on a busy highway while trying to save a dog, Kristen Perkins chose to honor her memory by starting Little Dell's Dirty Paws Rescue. The Rapides Parish Rescue in Glenmora might be small, but Perkins' heart for animals is huge.
It was always her dream. It was something we've talked about her whole entire life. This child, every time I turned around, she was bringing something home. So she would just be thrilled.
LRN.
Problem gambling breaks more than the bank and shouldn't interfere with your friends, family, work, or finances. If you're concerned about your gambling behavior, call or text the Louisiana Problem Gamblers Helpline 24/7 at 1-877-770-STOP or chat online at helpforgambling.org. Bet on yourself. Gamble responsibly. A message from the Louisiana Department of Health, Office of Behavioral Health.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyl Tech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyl Tech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shane Mulkey, at Vinyl Tech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinylTechNOLA.com.
Science tells us that brains perform best when both sides are working in harmony and balance. But in our busy, stressful life, we sometimes experience brain fog. I know because I have. I searched for a solution and found research that proves hundreds of thousands of other successes. So I tried what I found, and best of all, the session was only $99. So if you want to experience a renewed mind and peaceful sleep, grab a pen and call Elizabeth with Saraset at 504-533-9229. That's 504-533-9229. The office is in Metairie. If you have questions, email Cynthia at cynthiaclark@wgso.com to get any answers to questions you may have. Relax, rebalance, reset. Saraset.com. That's CERESET.com. Saraset, we help your brain help you.
Have you ever wondered if you were drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects on this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. That's CynthiaClark@WGSO.com.
Hello, New Orleans and the Crescent City. Happy Holy Week. I'm here today. You're on the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. I'm her brother, Clark Gregory, your local image and beauty consultant. And I'm here with my lovely sister, Cynthia. Hi, Cindy.
Hey. So we're talking about City Park and maybe a couple of restaurants that we'd recommend in the City Park area.
Wonderful.
And one of them is Ralph's on the Park. And I mentioned the weekend brunch. Great recipe, great menu, excuse me. And so what is a brunch? It's a meal eaten in the late morning that is a combination of breakfast and lunch. And we grew up doing some wonderful brunches. I think I often went to the Hotel Intercontinental brunch. I loved the brunch there.
I love a brunch, period. All
Hilton,
brunches.
The Riverside Hilton. With our family had a wonderful brunch. And also, of course, in Point Clear, Alabama, we did brunches with our entire family. And
that was such a wonderful. We did it almost every Sunday. Remember, as children, Cindy, we went out to lunch or dinner twice a week, either Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday. And I remember Daddy saying, "Son, we're going to, are you ready? La Cuisine out by the lakefront." Yes. And what's the other beautiful Italian restaurant we went to right across the street?
It was Tony Angelo's.
Right. And Now it's gotten very acclaimed with this new chef and proprietor. No, the new proprietor. What is it? Rendusa, Cindy? Rendosa or something like that. And any of our audience, if you have any questions or any suggestions on brunch, there's something you'd like to talk about, please give us a call at WGSO. We're at 504-556-9696.
And when you're at Ralph's on the Park, you could enjoy some nice drinks like the Brunch Boss.
Yum.
With Tia Maria and Bailey's with vanilla cinnamon.
Yum.
Simple syrup and cold brew, or an Irish coffee. Delicious. I like a wonderful Irish coffee with nice fresh whipped cream. And Ralph's, of course, has our Spice Bloody Mary, as you New Orleanians know.
Love.
Many people are
and
fond
Mimi
of
loved
the
them.
Bloody
Raquel.
Marys. And then also, if you want to go a little sweeter, maybe the Brandy Milk Punch.
Wow.
I enjoy the Brandy Milk Punch. A little brandy, nutmeg, and vanilla extract.
Oh, wow. That looks good, Cindy.
I went right to the dessert cocktails myself.
Oh, geez.
I'm also interested in the desserts as well. So, did you want to tell us a little bit about
some of the appetizers? You were just investigating some of the appetizers.
Well, there is the Blackout d'Auberge cake.
Oh, we're back there.
That's
okay, so now
11
you're on the third
layers. Well, I told you I was skipping to desserts. 11 layers of devil's sponge cake.
Jeez.
Chocolate filling covered in rich chocolate ganache, vanilla cream. Yum. So that is a dessert. I skipped right past the food. Lately, I've just been wanting desserts. It must be a female thing once you're 50 plus. I love it.
I read once that psychiatrists also like their dessert first. So maybe you're a female psychiatrist at heart.
And layered apple coffee cake.
Wow.
This has a caramel sauce, house-made streusel, and brown butter buttercream. Okay. And so you will enjoy some delicious desserts at Ralph's on the Park, as well as those nice, delicious dessert drinks and cocktails.
Oh, wow, Cindy. That sounds beautiful. That sounds so elegant. You know, one of my neighbors just stopped by and said, Clark, have you been to Ralph's on the Park? And I said, well, actually, no, I haven't. She goes, it was actually one of the best meals she's had recently. So that's nice to know. And you know, you and
well, it is a Ralph Brennan restaurant. Yes. So I'm not surprised. The Brennan family has a number of different corporations. I think there's four or five
now.
You
were saying that.
And so this is the Ralph Brennan group, which is different from the Dickey Brennan group, for example.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they really do.
They know their.
Well, how long has their family been in New Orleans doing restaurants? It started with Commanders, right?
Restaurants in their blood. And what part of the Commanders fall under, Cindy? Because I'm enamored with Commanders now. Have you
been there lately?
You and I tried. We can't get a reservation. If you don't call 3 to 4 weeks in advance, you cannot get a reservation at Commanders.
I think it's the best deal in town. It's so worth going.
And how
to
about
Commander's
the beautiful
Palace
building?
For lunch is the secret. Okay. Commander's Palace lunch.
So did you also, I was just looking, Cindy, because you brought up Commander's Palace last week, and it made me think a little bit. And I read a little bit on the history, Cindy, and did you know that they used to have a little kiosk next door for COVID for takeaway? Have you seen? They've turned it into a little lunch creperie, Cindy.
That's cute.
Now you can go in this gorgeous turquoise little restaurant right next to Commander's,
right,
which is in the gorgeous Garden District in the most beautiful Victorian home. I was always enamored with the architecture because, you know, I did study architecture at Tulane.
Right.
Nonetheless, they have a creperie now, Cindy. So let's go to the creperie as soon as we can.
Well, there's so many places that
could
go to in the city of New Orleans.
And any callers, if you'd like to call in and tell us your favorite brunch spot, we'd love it. One of my favorite brunch spots, but it's also, they're my best friends in town, is Merrill's. You know, Chef Emeril Lagasse just yesterday celebrated his 34th year in business here in New Orleans, Cindy. And they're celebrating at their original Chapatoulas location. And Cindy, I remember thinking 34 years ago, remember when you and I and Mama would go there and Dad would for dinner? I thought, this is in the middle of nowhere. Talk about ahead of his time, because he owns the building. You know, he bought the whole building. So I just thought that was genius. But
well, he started at Commander's Palace, and the greatest chefs roll out from Commander's Palace.
Absolutely. He's been friends with all the Brennans, like you said.
Paul Proudhon came from Commander's Palace.
Absolutely. The most famous chefs in the city started out at wonderful Commander's Palace, and that's how they got their fame and fortune. Boy.
So T. Martin and Lally are still part of making sure Commander's Palace is so packed that you can't get in and ever get a table.
Well, it's because it's delicious, it's popular, and like you said.
And renowned chefs like we just mentioned,
Emeril Lagasse,
Paul Proudhon, Jamie Shannon, Tori McPhail, Meg Bickford, have all come from Commander's Palace, world-class restaurant.
And it's leading-edge new cuisine from Creole cuisine.
Yes.
Wow. You know what? That's interesting,
Cindy. I haven't
been
there in a few years. It's way overdue.
I'm
going to make a reservation.
I love that.
Immediately.
Haute Creole cuisine.
Haute cuisine, I think is how they say it. And Chef Mick Bickford mines the depths of Creole cooking. I want to look at the dessert menu here. And, they're so famous for
dessert.
Their soups.
How about
turtle
the bronze
soup?
Oh, my gosh.
Sherry.
They're very famous. You know, the last time I had turtle soup at Brennan's on Royal Street, Cindy. It was phenomenal.
Okay, so three favorites for Turtle, I would say.
Tell me.
Brennan's, just said.
Commander's Palace.
And Galatoire.
Galatoire, they do a nice one. They very much so do, but between you and me, I think Brennan's has it.
I haven't had it there, but what is my favorite dessert from Brennan's? World famous. Bananas Foster.
Oh, my God. Delicious.
Wasn't it in well, it was created.
Created? Invented? Brennan's. Absolutely. And I was just reading the funniest thing.
We can make that at home so easy. It's so easy to do. Have you ever done it with overripe bananas? If you haven't, you have to.
It's easy. Easy. It's and so we could do a healthier version, but it's delicious.
Yes.
And you were talking about the Creole gumbo, too, at Commander's Palace is delicious also. Yes, sometimes I go and they look at me, I'm like, I'm crazy. When I order, I said I'd like a cup of gumbo and I'd like a cup of turtle soup. And Cindy, you know,
Now, we can order to go. You just can't sit. Do you know? Is that correct?
What do you mean? From the new little creperie?
No, from the restaurant, Commander's, why wouldn't you be able to do takeout if you can't sit? I'm sure you can, you know, with Uber Eats.
I doubt it. How can you have that?
Find out, because since I can't get a table,
Emeril's
I want to pick up and go eat at Audubon Park.
I doubt it, because even Chef Emeril was telling me that they've approached his restaurants and mm-hmm. he's denied it. It's hard to do that.
I guess if they've got a full dining room,
packed.
They can't do that.
And then, I told you last week, Cindy, the next thing we have to go is the wine bar at Emeril's, because their latest on the menu is lobster gumbo. So let's go for lobster gumbo at the wine bar
at Emeril's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I was talking with Chef Emeril the other day, and they also now have a local source of lamb, Cindy, mm-hmm. that's raised here in, I think, Louisiana or Mississippi, and quail, Cindy. Quail raised both here and Mississippi.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Many of our local chefs are very cognizant and considerate of our local farmers, and they like to get from these local farmers because they want you to have the freshest herbs, the freshest ingredients
Absolutely.
In your meals.
Farm to table.
Talking about these fine dining restaurants. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you looked at your siding and it's in such poor condition it's worrying you? Then let Vinyl Tech take that worry away. Kiss your worries goodbye when Vinyl Tech installs beautiful siding to stand up to the fiercest weather conditions. You'll love the new look of your home after Vinyl Tech's durable, dependable, and cost-effective siding transformation. You pick your siding, colors, textures, and styles, and then leave the rest to Vinyl Tech so you'll never need painting again. You'll have peace of mind knowing you have James Hardy Plank Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyl Tech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your estimate at VinylTechRoofing.com and chase your worries away. Andiamo. That means let's go in Italian to Gianduce's Italian Eatery in Kenner. My two favorite pasta dishes are the creamy, garlicky fettuccine alfredo and the cheesy eggplant lasagna. Gianduce's Italian Eatery is the perfect restaurant to enjoy fresh seafood dishes, too. I recommend the divine crab cakes, fried shrimp parmesan, and the scrumptious seafood ravioli. My favorite fish dish is the redfish river town. Tuna Gianduce is also very popular and served grilled or blackened. I'm starving. Please pass me the crab cakes. Gianduce's Italian Eatery, for the best in casual Italian cuisine, where Chef Troy treats you like family. The prices are fair and the portions are huge. Visit them at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, open daily from 11 to 9 and on weekends till 10 p.m. Mangia, that means let's eat in Italian.
Chazzy Williams is the owner of Eat Healthy Portions Meal Company in Mandeville, Louisiana. She is a breast cancer survivor, and her mission is to prepare clean, whole, healthy meals that nourish, energize, and improve the overall health of her clients. She believes the health of our generation and generations to come should not be compromised by synthetic ingredients, fried foods, GMOs, or overprocessed foods. The meals from Eat Healthy Portions are created fresh from scratch in your Louisiana neighborhood. The menu is Louisiana-inspired and endorsed by the Ochsner Eat Fit program. Go to eathealthyportions.com to order 15 meals for only $8.99 each. The meals are robust in flavor and created to help you return to your optimal healthy weight. Each week, simply supplement your current diet with the meals. Why start tomorrow when your success for a new year, new healthier you, is here today? Visit eathealthyportions.com to view our Louisiana and traditional menu. Welcome back. Hi, Cynthia Clark here. I'm being joined today by my co-host and brother, Clark Gregory. And we're going to share with you some things that maybe you want to incorporate at home for some adding some oregano oil possibly to some of your foods that you're preparing, maybe your salads. We just want to give you a couple of tips to use at home.
Wonderful, Cindy. This is one of my favorite segments where we share health and beauty tips and things that help you to thrive and to prosper in life. And you know the old saying, you are what you eat. So just remember, if your diet is healthy and alive and green, you're going to feel healthy and alive and a green. And you know what I always used to say? I always just say, I want to look more like a carrot and a salmon, not like a cow and a potato.
That's funny. Well, I know my audience knows that I love to talk about things that you can do to make yourself a better person today. Yesterday, we talked about immune builders. So I'm just going to let Clark share with you.
Well, you were just talking about oregano oil. Cindy, tell us the health benefits of oregano oil. It's a gut. Look, it's an antifungal. It's a natural antibiotic. It lowers your cholesterol. It's an antioxidant. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's a pain reliever. It's a cancer.
There you go.
And a weight loss
Where can we get the oregano oil? Do you get it at Fresh?
I was just discussing that with a friend of mine. You know what? I've seen on Instagram and all the social media, people actually buy, and you know me, I'm a little bit of a snob, guys, as far as organic and non-organic. Mm-hmm. And obviously when I can eat organic, I run for organic. But when I don't have organic available, I have to have what's local and fresh that might not be organic. But hey, a mixture, a little bit of everything is good for you. So I'm going to go buy fresh oregano. If I'm correct, you put it in a pot of olive oil and you heat it up and you let it sit for, I think, 2 or 3 hours and then you strain off the oregano.
So you're infusing the flavors, but I wonder if it's really, it's not as beneficial as the oil itself, but that would infuse a lot of, because you put it in your soups. Yeah, so you'd have the same effect.
Exactly. It's oily. I'm just going to buy it and put it in everything. And, you know, and I'm going to try and
oregano oil itself?
Absolutely. I'm sure they do. I have to go investigate it.
You just haven't gotten that far. Okay.
I haven't seen it. I haven't been to Whole Foods in a while.
You know they have it.
I know they do. But I love Fresh Market.
If not, we can get it on Amazon for sure.
You're right.
I
already saw it on Amazon. And for some reason, because of, Jeff Bezos, who was the CEO of Amazon, who stepped down, and now my good friend of mine, Marjorie Jassy's son, is the CEO of Amazon. What's his name?
Jeff Jassy? They sell every single thing.
At a reasonable price. delivered to you within day or not. Right, the next day.
It's crazy.
I love it.
We're so spoiled. But I just wanted to know, yes, where we could get it. So this is oregano oil.
That's
you said
oregano.
Amazing benefits.
Yes.
Antifungal, you said.
Mm-hmm. Anti-inflammatory, because, you know, now that you and I are over 40.
Right.
We all need to, you know, whatever you eat is directly related to the inflammation in your body.
Totally.
And I love fried food, but if I have too much fried food in a week,
right.
I don't feel great. So I try to I have it. Like, obviously, if, you know, I don't have it three times a week, but I will have it twice or once or twice a week.
Fitzgerald's was around, so we could go get the fried platter or some fried shrimp there. What about the place down the way we used to go to all the time when you visited from New York? That's not there anymore either. But we
Brunnings?
Yes.
Remember that
the flounder.
We said it together. And they're like, do you want it fried or boiled? We're like, fry it. But did you also know that what's right across the blue crab special is a stuffed flounder, and I would love to try that.
I've tried it.
Is it good? I apologize.
I'm going to say nothing's as good as Bruni's.
Well, nothing as good as the original.
But they do a very good job.
I heard. And you know, I walk by there almost every day, and when you look up, you can have lunch on a balcony, on the terrace.
It's beautiful.
And it is covered.
Yes.
And then I notice how wonderful, you know, who's getting a lot of acclamation is Felix's Oyster House, even though it didn't get the best review for the food.
It's not nearly as good as
But how crab. Can you mess up? I know that.
But it's Felix's got the beautiful harbor view.
It's beautiful.
Yes, you're right.
And I have
beautiful
gone there
view.
For like just a simple fried oyster,
yeah,
and it was good.
You can't mess that up.
It's hard to mess up a fried oyster.
Right.
I'm sure they could, but it's hard to do that. But we should, like I said, try blue crab or...
I'll tell you why blue crab. Blue crab used to sponsor the show.
Really?
Years ago when before I returned.
Oh, we have to go visit them
and
again.
He has a special system he built himself, the owner. And so his thing is always keeping the oil extremely clean. So when you have the fried shrimp, it's just the oil's so clean and it's just so delicious. That was his claim to fame. Now, I hope he's still abiding by that because you know he's expanded and opened one in Slidell.
Yeah, but honestly, Cindy, I remember that. I remember we went there. We always used to order a fried seafood platter for the table and I remember it being clean.
We went there a couple of times,
been
a few years. We
20
went
years was mom and dad.
Was it that long? But we also went for one of the children's birthdays. Was it William's or was it one of the children's birthdays?
We love those. And I'm going to jar everyone's memory and maybe yours, Cindy. What was the Chinese restaurant that was there that was torn down? I guess obviously Hurricane Katrina. And the last time I ate there, it was horrific. The Hong Kong. Do you remember the Hong? Come on, the Hong! Come on, someone from Lakeview, please call in.
Are you kidding me? I used to party next door, and I ate at the Hong Kong all the
time. Delicious! I remember it.
And that was waterfront dining.
Glass
enclosure.
Remember the ambiance? How beautiful it was! I remember going there and having Chinese food first time years and years ago.
I think
ago.
There is a venue. Business there now.
Yes, sure. It's all been cleaned up now because
it's beautiful.
I've been there
for a wedding.
Great disrepair. Yes. And then I was with our friend Lori, our wonderful RN and our nurse and our local Botox injector. She was talking about another restaurant. She said, Bally High at Pontchartrain Beach because she knows
Talk
the facts.
Talk about telling age. But that they had a wonderful drink. They had that beautiful rum drink.
100%.
The Bally High.
And remember as children, we went to Pontchartrain Beach.
Oh my gosh.
And then Lori was telling me how she used to go to the Bally High and she had her
Blast
high school graduate.
From the past.
I know.
Bring me to the, I'd love to go to the Bally High right now and I would love to go to Pontchartrain Beach again.
Oh, I know. Such wonderful memories.
And ride the galaxy.
Yeah, audience.
And go to the Kooky Castle. Everyone who's listening remembers.
Of course they do. You guys should.
We need to do a whole show on Pontchartrain Beach memories.
We will.
How fun that
we
was.
Will. But like you said,
P.O.P.
getting back to our healthy kick, we were talking about food and everything, and we're slightly run
talking
out of time.
Talking about oregano oil.
Oregano oil, and then I was going to, you always ask me, well, why do I have, am I have so much vigor and vitality? And you know, I drank coffee and espresso for years, Cindy,
yep.
And now I drink matcha. And matcha is an acquired taste, guys. We can completely mm-hmm. go into that. Does anyone know that matcha, Cindy?
I love matcha.
Is grown on the mountainside in Japan mm-hmm. in the shade. That's
yes.
why it's neon green.
Exactly.
And I always thought, oh my God, this tastes like
yes.
nori. I found out that it's fed the mullet from the Japanese
That's
sea.
That's crazy.
So thank you, Cindy, for letting me share this segment
we'll
with you today.
We'll talk more about that next time.
Yes.
Because you wanted to talk also about maca.
Maca powder for vitality and energy and,
yes.
again, healthy living. So, New Orleans, we love you. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for
Thank
having me
Clark,
on Thursday.
Thank you for being here and cheering me up today.
Happy Holy Week, everybody.
I hope we cheered
Happy
you
Thursday.
Up.
Happy Thursday. We love New Orleans. We love the Crescent City. And God bless you all. Thank you to WGSO Radio 990 AM.
Yes. And happy Holy Week. Happy Holy Week. Go in, pay your respects, go to church, go somewhere and fellowship with your family. Give thanks for life. Everything we have good comes from God. Remember that. I'm Cynthia Clark. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you, Clark Gregory, for your great contributions.
You're welcome. Thank you, New Orleans. Thank you, Cynthia.
Have you looked at your home and it's starting to show so much wear and tear, it's worrying you? Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyl Tech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyl Tech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyl Tech has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinylTechRoofing.com. Go to VinylTechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away. If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyl Tech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyl Tech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shane Mulkey, at Vinyl Tech, 504-469-7590. And on